attract the good instead of the bad. John Assaraf.
Here's the problem. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and they're wondering why it shows up over and over and over again.
The only reason why people do not have what they want is because they are thinking more about what they don't want than what they do want. Listen to your thoughts and listen to the words you are saying. The law is absolute and there are no mistakes. An epidemic worse than any plague that humankind has ever seen has been raging for centuries. It is the don't want epidemic. People keep this epidemic alive when they predominantly think, speak, act and focus on what they don't want. But this is the generation that will change history, because we are receiving the knowledge that can free us of this epidemic. It begins with you, and you can become a pioneer of this new thought movement by simply thinking and speaking about what you want.
Bob Doyle.
The law of attraction doesn't care whether you perceive something to be good or bad, or whether you don't want it, or whether you do want it. It's responding to your thoughts. So if you're sitting there looking at a mountain of debt, feeling terrible about it, that's the signal you're putting out into the universe. Wow, I feel really bad because of all this debt I've got. You're just affirming it to yourself. You feel it on every level of your being. That's what you're going to get more of.
The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is impersonal, and it does not see good things or bad things. It is receiving your thoughts and reflecting back to you those thoughts as your life experience. The law of attraction simply gives you whatever it is you are thinking about.
Lisa Nichols, author and personal empowerment advocate.
The law of attraction is really obedient. When you think of the things that you want and you focus on them with all of your intention, the law of attraction will give you what you want every time. When you focus on the things that you don't want, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late. The law of attraction doesn't hear that you don't want it. It manifests the things that you're thinking of. And so it's going to show up over and over and over again. The law of attraction is not biased to wants or don't wants.
When you focus your thoughts on something you want and you hold that focus, you are in that moment summoning what you want with the mightiest power in the universe. The law of attraction doesn't compute don't or not or no or any other words of negation. As you speak words of negation, this is what the law of attraction is receiving.
I don't want to spill something on this outfit. I want to spill something on this outfit, and I want to spill more things.
I don't want a bad haircut. I want bad haircuts.
I don't want to be delayed. I want delays.
I don't want that person to be rude to me. I want that person and more people to be rude to me.
I don't want the restaurant to give away our table.
I want restaurants to give away our tables.
I don't want these shoes to hurt. I want these shoes to hurt.
I can't handle all this work. I want more work than I can handle.
I don't want to catch the flu. I want the flu, and I want to catch more things.
I don't want to argue.
I want more argue.
Don't speak to me like that.
I want you to speak to me like that. And I want other people to speak to me like that.
The law of attraction is giving you what you are thinking about. Period.